get.
Amen.
We're going to try to get Brother Nathan to sing one. If you would, Brother David Lowe wants to sing a song that has been on his mind this evening. We're going to get him to come in a minute. And we'll have Brother Nathan to sing, and maybe Brother David. I believe his heart would be in a good condition to sing tonight.
Amen.
See if we can get him up here to sing. Okay. And let's just mind the Lord. Don't forget, as I said this morning, well, God's blessed us this week a lot. We've got our parking lot paved, and we're thankful the Lord provided what we need. We didn't get that done, resurfaced and all of that. And then we found out Monday that we got a brand new, this for the ladies who weren't here this morning, we got a brand new stainless steel double oven six burner stove for Jubilee. Thank God. Them don't come cheap. And the Lord give us one of them. And boy, we thank the Lord for that. We've been trying to run this Jubilee, these little 30-inch cook stoves, and they put them big pots on them little burners, and it just mashes them down in. They quit working and everything else. And so we got that, plus we also got the cookware to go with it. Thank God.
Amen.
We got that, so the Lord must be planning on us having Jubilee this year. We got Brother Harry Nix coming for Jubilee. He's a tremendous preacher. Nobody around here probably has ever heard him, unless you heard him on a cassette tape or something like that. But he'll be with us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. As I said this morning, if you ever heard that song, a group named Sound Doctrine did on The Preacher Said, right in the middle of that song, there's a preacher that starts preaching. That's Brother Harry Nix.
Amen.
We'll be looking forward to Brother Harry coming to be with us, as well as all the others that will be coming also. And then also, we had the problem at the upper building with the ice machine and with the air conditioner. And Kevin came this week and fixed both of them for us.
Praise the Lord.
We're thankful for that.
Amen.
And we got that working. So we just appreciate the Lord providing what we need around here. We don't want to take it for granted, you know, when the Lord does it. And that's good. Amen. Remember these sick folks tonight? Brother Jerry Bachman, he's been out about six, seven services. Remember him in prayer. Brother Mitchell Scott. Shirley Ann Davison, and also, of course, Brother Jesse had surgery last week. Had his gallbladder removed, and he told me last week he wouldn't be here today. So remember them in prayer, and pray for them. All right. And just remember them in prayer. Maybe send them a card, and if you think about it, and that cheer them up a little bit.
Hey.
All right. Let's have Brother David come first and do a song that he might want to tell you the story of it. And then we'll leave that up to him.
It's ironic that Brother Ed Wade is here tonight in the midst. Soon after I met you, you had that big Suburban, brother.
Yeah.
And you give me a whole big hefty bag full of cassette tapes.
Yeah.
And in that bag was one particular message by Phil Kidd, a cry that nobody hears. And near the end of that, he had a group called the Corbetts come up and sing this song, Address Change Notification. But they didn't get all the way through it. They sung the first verse and the chorus, and then, I mean, revival broke out all over the house.
Amen.
But I never did get to hear the rest of it. And but I never forgot that song. It was so pretty. And so here a while back, Tyler, is knowing what he knows about computers, he looked the song up, couldn't find it by the Corbetts, but several other people, and I got the words to it, and have been trying to learn it. I've been around Brother Nathan too long. I stopped at the visual aid, and this song is Address Change Notification. So I stopped by the Hinesville Post Office the other day. Actually got you one too, brother.
Nice.
You know, maybe you could preach from in here. You open one of these up. And you know, when you move in your new house, you got ADT, and we have our security system in the Lord Jesus. Got label changes, and my name's written in that Lamb's Book of Life.
Edmund.
Yes, sir. And you got movies, but we only going to want to watch Jesus.
Edmund.
And moving trucks, whatever I can. Hey, I'm moving.
That's right.
Not going to need a truck.
Yeah, man.
My bags is packed and I'm traveling very light.
That's
man.
Funny.
Lowe's, never stop improving. Yeah. Won't need no improvement when we get there.
Right.
And we'll skip that one. DirecTV, won't need no television. We'll be focused on
that's
that.
That's right.
Of course, everybody knows Flo, but we are injured.
Oh, yeah.
We are injured. So there's just a whole lot of material that you can preach out of, brother, with that visual aid. I have lived at 1697 Oilwell Road for a little over 20 years. Me and Dickie have been married.
Bless.
And at some point or another, we've all moved. Either when we got married and left home or whatever. Some of us have moved several times. But, you know, we usually get one of these. But I do have an address change notification that when I leave here and I get home, I won't ever move again.
Amen.
Amen.
I've been living in this world for quite a long time, always looking for a place to call my home. I was never satisfied with what I saw down here, so I'm moving to my brand new home. This is my address change notification. Oh, yes, I'm moving to a much better place.
Amen.
There'll be no crying, no dying, and there'll be no more pain.
Right.
When I move into my address change.
Amen.
I like the second verse better than the first. The place where I am moving is so lovely and new.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a river of crystal and walls of jasper too. The street in front of my house is made of purest of gold.
That's right.
And it's a place where we never, no, we never will grow old.
Amen.
This is my address change notification. Oh, yes, I'm moving to a much better place. There'll be no crying, no dying, and there'll be no more pain.
Yeah.
When I move into my address change.
Amen.
There'll be no crying.
Thank you, brother.
No dying. And there'll be no more pain.
Glory.
When I move into my address change.
Bless you, brother David. Bless you, brother. Amen. Got reservations already,
brother. Amen, brother. Amen.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Bless him, Bobby.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless my brother.
Once I went walking down a long, lonely road, thought I had no one to share my heavy loads. Then my mind went soaring by to a place I'd never been.
Bless you, bro.
And I realized that I was standing at the foot of my king.
Amen.
There were three lonely crosses on a hillside that day, and as as I looked at my Savior, I cried, Lord, take me away. There was blood flowing down,
yeah,
and thorns pierced his head. Yet he cried, Father, thinking, Lord, how can this be? Oh, that your beloved Son, He gave His life just for
me. Amen.
Then I heard a sweet voice whisper, Child, lift up your head. For the one that you see hanging there, Jesus, He's not dead.
Lord.
He's alive.
Yeah.
He's alive. Oh. No death could not hold.
Oh,
He's alive. He's alive. Oh, that old stone, it was rolled away.
Amen.
Say the thought, He won the battle when Jesus died on.
Yeah.
And He won the victory. He's alive. He's alive. No death could not hold Him. He's alive. He's alive. Oh, that old stone, it was rolled away. Satan falls.
Yeah.
Bless
you,
Lord.
I'll be honest with the church tonight. I've got some things in my spiritual life that's not where they ought to be right now.
Bless you, brother.
Bless you, Lord.
I'd ask the church to pray for me about that.
Bless you, brother.
Help
you,
Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Help
you,
Lord.
As I journey through this veil of sorrow, the way seems so strange and alone. Lord, I need a helping hand.
Amen.
To borrow, for I cannot find my way alone.
Yes.
Amen.
I cannot find my way without Thee.
Amen.
Dear Lord, look down from Thy throne,
yes,
and make Thy light to shine about me, for I cannot find the way alone.
Amen.
Amen.
I have no other friend to guide me, and I am so weak and undone. Walk a little closer, Lord,
beside me.
Bless him, Lord.
For I cannot find the way alone. I cannot find my way without thee. Dear Lord, look down from thy throne.
He'll do it, glory to God.
And make thy light to shine about me, for I cannot find the way alone. When the raging storms of life confound me, dear Lord, wilt thou keep me thine own? Let me feel thy precious arms around me, for I cannot find my way alone. I cannot find my way without thee, dear Lord. Look down from thy throne, and make thy light to shine about me, for I cannot find my way alone.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, bless you.
All right, Jeremiah said it's not in man to direct his steps.
Amen.
And he used to preach a message called the title of that song, Can I Find My Way Along? All right, let's open the Bibles tonight, if you would please, to the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We preached this morning along the lines of faith, and I believe God would have us to look a little deeper in that tonight, in the Hebrews chapter 11 tonight. Hebrews chapter 11, and let's begin our reading in verse 8 tonight, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and of him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky, and the multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son, whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come, and by faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. And by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. Let's pray. Be seated. Father, we thank you, Lord, for another day that you blessed us, Lord, with food and raiment, and much more than that, Lord, that you blessed us with today. And Father, as we come to Thee one more time this week, we thank You, Lord, for every opportunity we've had this week to be able to try to stand and to preach the Word of God and another one tonight. And so we come tonight and just bring, Lord, ourselves to You and, Lord, kneel before You, yield ourselves to You. And I pray that the Lord would take us up and speak to us and use us tonight for the glory of God.
Yes, Father.
We pray for each one that's come out tonight. We thank the Lord for the efforts they've made to get here tonight. And I pray they'd leave, not being sorry they came. And God, I pray tonight if in this small congregation tonight, if there's somebody, Lord, that's lost, that has never been saved. Lord, the time is running out. Hell is nearer, Lord, than what we think for some that are lost. And I pray tonight God might speak to their heart, awaken their, Lord, awaken their conscience to see that they need to come to Calvary and be saved before it's too late. I pray for us that are saved, Lord, You might teach us a little something tonight from the Word of God. We'll be thankful to praise You, for it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
We look here tonight in the Word of God. And all, of course, this whole chapter has to do with faith.
Amen.
Is what it's dealing with here tonight.
Amen.
And I just picked out a small portion tonight of the chapter and read it tonight. But enough tonight that we can be able to see some things about faith tonight that might help us as children of God. Faith always has certain characteristics.
Amen.
And whether you've got it or Abraham's got it or Noah's got it, or whoever's got it, faith always has certain characteristics.
Amen.
And, they're seen tonight in these verses that I have read tonight. Now, God says we're to have faith.
Right.
That's how we get saved. That's how our journey with God starts.
Amen.
He gave us a Bible, and when we look at the Word of God, we read a few verses in Genesis, and we realize it's a book that's based upon us having faith that it is the Word of God.
Amen.
The Bible said, in the beginning, God.
Amen.
I have to believe that. If I don't believe that, I'm not going to get much else out of it the further I go.
Amen.
I have to believe that in the beginning was God.
Amen.
The Bible's not a book to tell me where God came from. It's a book to tell me where I came from.
Amen.
And it's not all that God knows, but it's all He wants me to know.
Amen.
There couldn't be enough books. The library downtown couldn't hold all the books of what God knows.
Yes.
The Bible said His ways are past finding out.
Right.
The Bible said.
That's right, baby.
We look at this tonight, and God says that we're to have faith. When I think about that tonight, you know, everybody has faith. They just all got it different faith.
Yes, right.
Some people have faith in the government tonight.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
Some people tonight have faith in their doctor tonight. And that's all right to a certain extent, but he can only go so far.
Yeah.
I believe it's Brother Eddie that coined the phrase, and he said, Brother Rick said, you know why they're called practicing physicians? And I said, no. He said, because they're just practicing.
Right.
Amen. They're just practicing. They haven't mastered the thing yet. Yeah. So you can have faith in that.
Yes.
Some folks have faith in their money.
Yeah. Right.
And if they have faith in their money, the Bible said there'll come a day when that money's going to fail.
Right.
That's
amen.
Right.
Yeah. But God says in Mark 11, verse 22, He says, have faith in God.
Amen. Amen.
That's what we're to have faith in. We're to have faith in God.
Amen.
And I tell you, the government will let you down, your money will let you down, your doctor will let you down, but God won't let you down.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We look at this, and God says, have faith in God. I like the verse down below that where the Bible says, talking about prayer.
Yeah.
Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them, the Bible says.
Amen.
So we realize the importance of faith.
Amen.
John says that our faith has a great recompense of reward. Don't lose it.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Build up your faith. So God would have us tonight to have faith.
Amen.
You say, what is faith and where's it come from? Well, faith comes from God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said that God's the author of our faith.
Right.
Amen.
Hebrews 12, the Bible says there, therefore seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every sin and the weight that doeth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Yeah.
looking unto Jesus, the author and the author and the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
What faith I've got, it started in God.
Amen.
You know where it'll end up? In God.
Amen.
He's the author and He's the finisher of our faith, the Bible says.
Amen. Thank
you. Now, faith in God is a holy faith.
Amen.
That's why Jude said, building up our most holy faith.
Amen.
Now, God gives to every man a measure of faith, the Bible says.
Right.
And faith is a gift of God. It's not of ourselves. It's a gift of God.
Amen.
God gives us faith to believe.
Bless you, Lord.
And we know that faith tonight comes from the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
But where'd the Word of God come from? It came from God.
Amen.
So when we hear the Word preached and then we believe upon the Word of God, God gives us faith.
Amen.
But, you know, I think we can take the faith God gives us, and I think we can build that faith.
Well, yeah.
You said building up our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
He said that we can build up our faith.
Amen.
The disciples came to the Lord one day, and the Lord said, how many times ought we forgive a feller? The Lord said, they said, seven times. The Lord said, seven times 70.
Yeah.
They said, Lord, give us more faith.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, it takes faith to forgive a fellow over and over and over again. They said, Lord, increase our faith.
Amen.
So the Lord's able to do that. He's able to increase our faith.
Yeah.
Now, it's through faith, as I've already said, it's through faith that we obtain the salvation that God has for us.
Amen.
Right. Amen. The Bible said there, Ephesians 2 and 8 again, the Bible said, for by grace are you saved through faith.
Amen.
That not of yourself, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man could boast. So it's through faith in the Word of God and faith in what God said that we receive the salvation that we have tonight if we are saved tonight.
Amen.
I'm not saved because of what I feel, but I do feel something.
Oh, yeah.
John said that it's like a new birth, he said. He said the wind blows where it will, and you hear the sound thereof. I can't see the wind. I can see what's doing.
Yeah.
Amen. I can feel the wind.
Amen.
And the Bible said everyone that's born of the Spirit is like that. That means there's some feeling to it.
Yeah.
Every now and then I get the feeling of my salvation.
Amen.
Brother Sheet says that every now and then a man's salvation ought to get bigger than he is. Yeah.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Get where you can't contain it. Get happy about
That's
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Get a shouting about it.
Amen.
Get telling somebody else about it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Get to let it show out a little bit. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I'll tell you, being saved is something to be happy about.
That's right, Lord God.
Most Baptists walk around like they meet a gallon of a green persimmon chop. And like they ain't got nothing to be happy about.
Right.
Hey, you're not going to hell. You've been saved by the grace of God. You say, preacher, you don't know how rough I've got it. No, but I know how good you're going to have it.
Heaven!
Amen. I know it gets rough down here, but I'll tell you, the roughest day you have down here will be your worst day, and it won't even compare with those that are going to hell.
Amen.
Amen. Salvation, something to be happy about.
Right.
Amen.
Faith does so much for us. We can't get anything without faith.
Right.
Kind of like money down here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Can't do much without money.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
You can't get to God without faith.
Right.
God operates in the realm of faith.
And that's right.
If you're going to get anything from God, you're going to get it by faith.
Amen. Amen.
That's how God operates.
Amen.
Faith can save us.
Yeah.
We put our faith in the Word of God and what God said, then the Bible says that we're saved by faith.
Right.
Faith not only can save us, but faith to bring healing to these physical bodies.
Right.
James said, is any sick among you?
Right.
I thought, Lord God, he don't know much about Baptists.
Right.
That's the question like that. Is any sick among you?
Yeah.
You know, we used to go out to the hospital, Brother Williams remember this, but used to you'd go out there and you'd go up to the desk and they had a little folder back there, and preacher just reach over and get the folder and put it out.
Yes.
It's a Catholic, Baptist, Pentecostal, Church of Christ. They just have all of them listed there, and you'd reach in there and get your little file. I remember one day, you know, them Pentecostals, they strong on healing. They believe a lot on healing. One day I accidentally pulled out of one of their files, and it had about three little things in it, so all that was in it. I reached in there and grabbed the Baptist one that had to have help to lift it out. I'm telling you, maybe we ought to believe for that healing stuff. What I'm saying tonight, the Bible, James says, is any sick among you, is he?
Right.
Is anyone sick among you? Let him call upon the elders of the church.
Yeah.
He didn't say for me to run out there and hunt them down, hunt them with oil. He said, let them hunt me down.
Right.
Amen.
He said, let them call upon the elders
Heaven.
Of the church. Let them pray over them.
Amen.
Old preacher Bill Ledbetter, bless his heart.
Yeah.
I can just see him tonight.
Yeah.
Just an old mountain preacher down in Tennessee. I heard him preach one night. He said, I ain't got no education. I went to about the third grade, and he said, I don't have much education at all, but he said, thank God I had enough sense to stay out of the park.
Amen. Yeah.
Old Bill said one night his phone rung about 1 o'clock in the morning. Said it was a dear sister came there to the church, and said, she said, Brother Ledbetter, said, I'm sick. Said, will you get the deacons together and have them to come down here to the house and anoint me with oil and pray over me? And he said, lady, he said, you realize it's 2 o'clock in the morning? He said, I don't care. He said, get them together and come down here. He said, reluctantly, he said, okay. And he got off the phone, called about five deacons up, got them up out of bed, had them drive over, meet them at the church. They all got the church man, drove down to the woman's house. They got down there, knocked on the door, and she met them at the door. Bill said, I got them together. He said, we come in here to pray for you. He said, he went in there and said, he got that bottle all out. And he said, come right here, sister. She come right there in the middle of me, put that all on all the preachers. They all put all on her hands. They all touched her, and they all began to pray that God would heal her. He said, they prayed for several minutes. Said, they prayed. Said, they prayed. When they got done, he screwed the top back on his bottle. And he said, well, sister, said, we'll see you at church in the morning. She said, oh, I can't come to church. I'm sick. He said, Lord God, what'd you have us come down here for tonight, kid?
Yeah.
You know you're going to be sick. God wasn't going to heal you.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Right. I was over at the bookstore one time when they had one over here on Park Avenue. There's a lady come in there.
Listen.
And she asked the Brother Parker there, she said, who was that Pentecostal preacher that prayed for me in here about 3 weeks ago? Said, what was his name? Brother Parker's trying to think. He said, let me think. He said, I'll tell you, I can't really remember. He said, why? He said, are you better? She said, no, Lord God, I'd like to die since then. I don't want him to pray for me no more. James said, is any sick among you? Let him call upon the elders of the church. Let him anoint them with oil.
Yeah.
And he said, the prayer of faith would save the sick. And if they have any sins, he said, confess them and they'll be forgiven.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times that sickness has to do with sin.
Amen.
Right. Come on.
A lot of times if folks get their sins straightened out, their sickness will go away.
Boy,
amen.
Now, not every time, but a lot of times.
Boy,
amen.
Right.
A lot of times they brought that man to Jesus and they let him down through the roof. And the Bible said that Jesus, he's forgiven him of his sins. Amen.
Right.
Before he healed him, you say, why? Getting him sins forgiven is more important than getting that body healed.
Amen.
You get your body healed, you're going to get sick sooner or later down the road. But you get your sins forgiven, get saved, you're fixed up forever.
Amen.
Praise God.
Bless you, Brother Rick. Amen.
Faith is what we need to resist the devil.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Amen. That's what the Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and verse 9. He says there a little earlier than that. He said, for your adversary, the devil, he stalks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah, right.
But he says, whom resist steadfast in the what?
Faith.
In the faith. You resist the devil by faith. You don't resist the devil like you do some fleshly person.
Yeah.
You resist the devil by faith. You
right.
take the word of God.
Amen.
You take one of God's promises and you tell the devil.
Woo!
The devil Jesus said,
yeah.
God draw out of him, he draw out of me.
Yeah.
God, And if I resist you, he said, you'd flee from me.
Amen.
So you get on out of here.
Yeah.
Good preaching, brother. Amen.
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 Amen. Resist it with faith.
Amen.
You say, Brother Rick, people have been talking about me. Well, bless your heart.
Yeah, that's right.
Kind of joy.
Have a little pass.
It's good you're that important.
Hey.
It's good you're that important or bad if they don't have no more of that to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
People talk about you. Hey. You go living for God, people are going to say things about you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Amen. Don't get up here and try to sing or play a piano or teach a Sunday school class or testify. Don't get up here and do that if you don't want somebody to say something. Hey, go say something.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Rick.
Some of it's going to be good, some of it's going to be bad, but the devil will make sure you hear the man.
Amen.
He won't let you hear the 75 other people. They liked you, and there's one person there that didn't. He's going to let you find out about that one.
Good preaching.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, what's that got to do with faith? The Bible said in Ephesians 6 and verse 16, taking the shield of faith.
Yeah.
Whereby you might be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Amen.
The Bible said,
Amen.
Just get your shield of faith out.
That's right.
Right.
Just knock that off. Don't pay no attention to it.
Yeah. Good preach.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, I got it all left. There's an introduction.
All right, brother.
Let me say tonight, listen, I want to talk about the qualities of faith real quick tonight.
Listen.
First of all, it goes without saying, but one of the characteristics of faith is that faith trusts.
Right.
Faith trusts God.
Amen.
As I said earlier, you got your faith in something and you're trusting somebody.
Right.
But if you're a Christian, faith trusts God.
Amen.
We see that in the life of Abraham when the Bible tells us here, the Bible said in verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have received for an inheritance, obeyed. And went out not knowing whither he went.
Amen.
By faith he sojourned or just wandered around in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles and with Isaac, Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. And so here's a man that one day God speaks to him and God calls him and said, Abraham, he said, leave this place and I want you to go somewhere. Well, bless you, Abraham, if you do what I tell you to do. And Abraham says, okay, God. He said, where do you want me to go? And he said, don't know.
Yeah. Right.
Just follow me. Just go where I'm at.
Right.
Abraham goes over to his family and he said, well, we're leaving in the morning.
Yeah.
They said, where are you going? Don't know.
Right.
What do you mean, don't know? God just said to leave. He didn't tell me where to go.
Right.
Amen.
You say if you're trying to follow God and you want every piece of the puzzle to be right in place,
it
ain't going to happen.
Amen. Amen.
God may give you one piece, but you're going to have to step the next in by faith.
Amen.
And the farther you go, the more faith it's going to take.
That's right.
Amen.
I like feeling. I've talked about feeling. I get happy. I got feeling.
Yeah.
And I get happy. I got happy the other night.
Amen.
I was preaching on Friday night and God got a hold of me and like I hadn't been got a hold of him in a long time.
Thank you, Lord.
And I jumped up on the stage and the platform there and God blessed me real good and I got to dancing around, and hollering, jumping around and been a long time since I did that.
Right.
I got none. Well, the people come up there and they said, hey, preacher, said, I don't know how in the world you did that. I said, I don't know either. And he said, I never seen nobody do anything like that before. I said, well, I can't help that.
Hey.
One lady said, preacher said, I don't believe God made you do that. I said, no, he didn't make me do it, but he made me feel so good I couldn't keep praying.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Right.
See, the difference between me and you, I'd do it, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Amen. Because you'd be afraid of what somebody'd say.
Hey.
You'd already shouted if you wasn't afraid what they'd
say.
Right. You'd done shouting if you wasn't afraid somebody'd be watching on the internet. I don't care if they see me or not.
Amen.
Amen.
Hope they're not.
Amen.
I need to see somebody's got a little God on them.
Good preaching, brother.
Yeah. All they ever see is these old dead funeral homes.
Yeah.
Once we're in churches,
Hey. Want
to go there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
Amen.
No wonder the young people won't come to church.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to go sit in a funeral home with you.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
See, a lot of people ain't going. They want somebody else to do all the shouting.
Yeah.
It took this much blood to save you as it did me.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Amen.
He suffered just as much for you as he did me.
Right. Amen.
Yes, he did.
You say, well, I don't believe in that. Well, you don't believe the Bible.
Right.
Because in the Bible they shouted.
Yeah, it is.
Amen.
In Acts 3, that old boy got saved and he went a leaping and a jumping and a praising God.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
You said, well, I ain't just put together that way. Well, maybe God will take you apart and put you back together in the
world. Amen. Amen.
I've been praying for some of you. God, get a hold of you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Lord God, I hope you ain't praying for me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when it really gets good, when it's somebody that don't do that.
Right.
You know?
Amen. Right.
They don't mess their hair up. They don't mess their makeup up.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Everything's just in place. Everything's just right, you know. And,
right.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I'd mess my hair up.
Right.
Honey, I wish God would get a hold of you tonight.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You look like you.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I wish you'd wash good
out
of your face when your makeup is. And you forget about how you look and start thinking about what God is for.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you,
brother.
Amen.
Amen. Faith, trust God. I didn't come here for you to watch me. I came here to worship God.
Amen.
Amen.
I didn't come here to entertain you. I came here to worship God.
Amen.
I tell you, He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of the wildcat. Stadium, and they shout so loud that you can't hear yourself talk.
Right.
I tell you, God that died on a cross.
Yeah.
I'm not excited about the Wildcats. I'm excited about the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Glory
to God.
Amen.
Thank you.
So you get over it 34 years, I ain't got
home.
Same here, brother.
I didn't say you'll give it, get over it. 50 years, I ain't got over it.
Yeah.
Been saved 50 years, been preaching 34.
Yeah.
I ain't got over it, and I ain't going to get over it.
Hey.
Woo. You get over Calvary. If you get over Calvary, well, there's something wrong.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good preaching, Brother Lee.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Help us out.
The Bible says that faith is trusting God.
Yeah.
Abraham, he just trusted God.
Yeah. Amen, Brother Rick.
God used Abraham mightily.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Reason God don't use some people, they won't trust him.
That's right.
Right.
You got to trust God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Tell you something else faith does. I preached about this morning a little bit. Faith has a vision. Faith sees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Faith sees something that nobody else can see.
That's right.
Right.
Faith sees things that's not even there by the physical eye.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said that Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. He had never seen it, but he was looking for it.
Yeah, it was.
Amen.
Hey, I'm looking for one. I ain't never seen, but
Amen.
I'm looking for one.
That's right.
The Bible said Abraham looked for a city. Jesus said, I'm going away to build a city.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to live in it, thank God.
Amen.
I'm glad tonight, listen, I'm glad that there is a city of light where there cometh no night, thank God.
Amen.
I'm going to go there. I haven't seen it, but I know it's there tonight, praise God.
Amen.
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 Yeah. He sees.
Praise the Lord.
The Bible said, where there's no vision, people perish.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't mean where people can't see. But that's talking about a faith vision.
Right. Amen.
Right.
See, when you see people lost and going to hell, you'll talk to somebody.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Bible says that where there's no vision, people perish. You know why people perish? Because you have no vision of them going to hell.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, come on.
If you did, you saw them going to hell, you'd talk to them, you'd pass out Christ, you'd call them, you'd email them, you'd text them.
Amen.
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 You had a vision of people going to hell.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Faith sees. Faith sees the Lord that's with them. Amen. I can't see the Lord.
Right.
But I know He's with me.
Amen. Amen.
Ever had God get real with you?
Oh, yeah.
Just you going down the road.
Yeah.
God get real.
Oh, yeah, Brother Rick. Amen.
This is the truth. I was coming back from Old Green, Kentucky one day, and God got so real in the car that I'm driving, and I went.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
See if there's anybody there to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I really expected to feel something.
Yeah.
Amen. Right.
He got surreal that I couldn't keep going. I had to pull off the road there. I had to pull off the road and just have a little meet with Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I like what one preacher said. He said that he's had one of them days when the devil just wore him out for about 2 weeks. And he said he's going down the road, and he said the devil's just in the car. He said finally he just pulled over to the side of the road, and he walked over to the other side, and he opened the door. He said, "Devil, you get out." He said, "Jesus, go right there where you've been riding. You just go and get out." Amen.
Amen.
You said, "That's crazy. Won't you try it sometime?"
Yeah,
maybe you wouldn't pound up for 3 weeks and be mad about something for a while. Amen.
Amen.
If you get the devil out, get Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. It'll work.
We keep the wrong company.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
Well, some of y'all, you like him. You got a little room fixed up. Take good care of him. Go down there and let him talk to you.
Amen,
brother. Tell you how bad it is and how bad it's going to be. What's going to happen? You love it.
Right. Right. Come on, preach.
No wonder you're the prince.
Right. That'll do it.
Right.
Hey, we're preaching good tonight.
Amen.
You do realize I've been in 4 weeks of revival. I didn't preach one of them, but I got some out of it.
Yeah,
I want to tell you, listen, we probably need about 2 months revival.
Amen.
Just open up a church and just have church every day.
Hey.
If there's 5,
woo,
10 comes or 30 comes, I tell you, that's what we need. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey. We've got some use for the ordinary. We need stuff out of the ordinary. We need something, my friend, extraordinary is what we need.
Amen.
God's a supernatural God.
Amen.
Amen, Jack. Faith sees. I'll tell you what faith does. Look here at verse 14 through 16. He says, "But they that say such things."
Yeah.
Circle that. Faith has a certain language.
Yeah, it does.
Said, "They that say such things, say what things?" What he said back in the verse of 13.
Mm-hmm.
"But we confess that we're strangers and pilgrims on the earth."
Yep.
We confess that we're looking for a city that's not down here.
Right. Yep.
Faith has a certain language about it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Faith testifies. You ever testify? Faith testifies. Sometimes faith builds up so big, it's like a steam kettle sitting on the stove after it built up so long, it's finally got to shoot something out.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Heaven.
Amen.
Faith has a certain talk about it. We look here at all these people here in this 11th chapter. Listen how Abraham talks. He said that he was called to go out into a place, and he went out and he said that Sarah, listen how she talks, she received strength to conceive seed, was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. She said, "God said it." I know she laughed at God. Your faith will have little lapses of doubt, no matter how good you're saved.
Right, that's right.
But she had real faith, and she really believed God.
Hey.
Amen. Did you ever think about that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine Abraham, Sarah going down to the marketplace? Abraham started talking to somebody and said, "How's things going with y'all? All pretty good. We're trying to have a child." Sometimes faith don't make much sense.
Yeah.
Especially when you're listening to somebody talking.
Yeah.
You know, like Joshua said, "All right, we're going to take Jericho. How are we going to do it?" And walk around the wall.
Right. Yeah.
That don't make much sense. Noah says, "I'm going to build an ark." "What for?" "Noah, it's going to rain." "What's rain?"
Right.
Don't make much sense. Some of the things God tells you to do don't make much sense.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But you try to rationalize everything out and make it make sense.
Yeah.
You say, "Why would God have anybody to shout? Why would God have anybody to run down the aisle? Why would God do that?"
Yeah.
Well, that's between God and them.
Amen.
You say, "Why would he have them to do it?" Because he tried to get you to it, he wouldn't.
Think about that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Lady got real upset with Eddie. He used to come to church here, and he always sit right there.
Yeah.
"Well, I don't have to worry about no amen when Eddie's here." He amened everything that was true and some things that wouldn't.
Yeah.
right.
Yeah,
lady got upset because when I'd call on testimonies, Eddie'd stand up and give one. He'd always be the first.
Yeah.
The lady got real upset. She come to me and said, "Brother Rick, I have a little problem I need to talk to you about." I said, "Okay, what is it?" She said, "Why does Eddie Wade always have to be the first one to testify?" I said, "Well, I'm glad you got an easy problem tonight. That's easy because you don't."
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You as far as he couldn't be.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
You know why people get upset when people testify and get some under conviction?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. You're right.
True.
They know they should be giving praise to God because He's been good to them.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
So faith has a certain talk.
Yeah.
Now, if faith is real, look what he said here in verse 17 and 19. He said, "By faith Abraham, when he was tried," circle that word tried. Well, the characteristics of real faith is it's going to be tried.
That's right.
Right.
If it ain't never been tried, it ain't real.
Like gold and fire.
Either ain't real or you haven't been saved very long.
Amen.
Amen.
But if your faith is real, and the realer your faith, the more pure your faith, the more solid your faith, probably the more it's going to be tried.
Amen.
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 I like what the Bible said in 1 Peter 1 and 7. The Bible said the trial of your faith being more precious than gold, though it be perished, though it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at His appearing. I ain't never seen a Bible college. I don't have no PhD. I'm not a promoter of ignorance. Learn all you can, thank God. But I'll tell you something I'd rather have than a PhD. That's a PhD. Praise, honor, and glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
You said, how you get that? Be faithful through the fire.
Yeah.
Be faithful serving God.
Amen.
The Bible says your faith will be tried.
Yeah.
Amen. Right.
Look at some of the people in this chapter.
Yeah. Right.
You won't find none in there that their faith wasn't greatly tried.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Think about the great patriarchs of the Word of God. Like Job. Man, he went through it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
And a lot of people, like Job's friends, they think somebody really goes through the fire and has a lot of problems, they must be a terrible sinner. It could be because they're such a great saint.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You said your faith is going to be tried. You say that word means test. Your faith's going to be tested.
Yeah. Right.
We have Sunday school around here every Sunday morning. We have Wednesday night Bible study. We have vacation Bible schools. We have all kinds of Bible learning, Bible teaching around here. When you went to school, you had all kinds of lessons, books, all things taught to you. And every now and then they'd say, "All right, we're going to have a test to see what you've learned."
Yeah.
Every now and then God gives us a test to go through to see if we've learned anything. God doesn't need to know what we know. He already knows. But God gives us a test so we can see how much we do know or don't know.
Amen.
Amen.
That takes several of them over.
Yeah.
I never did, like tests in school. I suppose most people don't.
Yeah.
I don't know what it'd be like to be real smart like some of the kids are. And I hear them say they don't even have to study. They make straight A's. I wouldn't know how that'd be. I guess if you're that smart, you wouldn't mind the test too much like that. But I never did like tests in school, but there's something I hated worse than tests, Jack, and that's them pop quizzes.
Yeah.
But they'd just walk in, and you wasn't even thinking about no test or nothing that day. You hadn't looked at a book in 6 weeks.
Yeah. Right.
You've been writing notes the whole time they've been writing on the blackboard. You're writing notes to somebody. The teacher says, "All right, we're going to have a pop quiz today. Oh, Lord, please let it be multiple choice. Please let it be true or false. At least I've got half a chance."
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
You know what that's for? See what you've learned.
Amen. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You say, what happens if you fail? You have to take it over.
Right.
I've had to take several of the Lord's classes over.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Because I failed.
Amen.
Now, here's something I really want to strike a note on tonight. Look over in Hebrews 11 and 20 and talk about the characteristics of faith. The Bible says, "By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped leaning upon the top of his staff." Now here's my thought. Real genuine faith
It wants to bless others.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
It wants to bless others.
Amen.
I've seen people who couldn't get blessed unless it's in their own church.
Oh, man.
I've seen people couldn't get blessed unless they was doing the preaching.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I've seen people couldn't get blessed unless they was doing the singing. It reminds me of some matches you used to get when you was a kid.
Right, right.
It said only strike on that box.
Yeah. Right, right.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people is. They'll only strike on their box.
Amen.
Yeah.
Lord God, I don't want to be like that.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
I don't care if it's a Pentecostal if he's preaching the truth. I want to get blessed.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care who it is. If he's preaching the truth, I want to get blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't care if he takes care of tuning in a bucket. I want to get blessed.
Amen.
God's using him. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I pray about that a lot. I say, Lord, I want to get blessed from other people's preaching, other people's singing, other people's
studying,
other people's teaching. Yep. I want to get blessed at other people's church. Hey, we ain't in a contest here.
Right. Amen.
We're just worshiping God.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You see, these people have faith, every one of them. Even old Abel.
Yeah.
Brother killed him.
Right.
But Abel had the right kind of faith. You know, remember what Abel said? He said, Cain, if you'll do right, he said, if you bring the right sacrifice, God will help you.
Yes. Yeah.
He wanted his own brother to get blessed.
Right.
I know a lot of Baptists don't want their brother to get blessed.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
Or their sister either.
Yeah.
They're jealous.
Right.
Amen. They're jealous. They're afraid God will use them more than somebody else, or God will touch them more than somebody else. Hey, we're all the children of God.
Amen.
Amen. God's got enough blessings up there for you and me too. Amen.
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 Then old Bill Ledbetter, I mentioned earlier, we had a revival here one time, and me and Bill prayed the stupidest prayer on Monday we ever prayed. We got down together up there at that building. We was praying. We both said the same thing while we was praying. Up there crying, praying God. And we said, oh, God, just take our blessing this week and give it to somebody else.
Oh, me, man.
The Lord said, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Brother, if God was in a million miles of that place that week, I didn't know nothing about it.
Right.
I'd get up there and I couldn't say nothing. I couldn't think of nothing. I'd turn it over to Bill and he couldn't think of nothing. We had people come to the altar and get saved. Neither one of us seemed like could help them. And I had a black preacher friend, old Jerry Stockton, Eddie.
Yeah.
Old Jerry attended that revival that week, and me and Bill couldn't do nothing. We had to call Jerry up here to lead him to the Lord. That's embarrassing. You say, what you do? I'll tell you what we did on Thursday night. Me and Bill got down and said, hey, God, now, if you got anything left up there, I'll take some of it.
Amen.
Amen.
On Friday, God opened the windows of heaven up. God taught me a lesson that week. God said, you don't have to tell me to give your blessing to nobody else. I got enough for everything.
Amen.
Amen.
One week, one Jubilee year, I walked over in that side room praying early in the morning. I started asking God for stuff, Jack. And I stopped and I said, God, I'm sorry. I'm always asking you for something. I'm always asking you for something, God. Seemed like the Holy Spirit just stopped me dead in my tracks. And the Holy Spirit said, don't worry about it, son.
Yeah.
He said, you asking blessing from me is like taking a teaspoon of water out of the Atlantic Ocean.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
God's got so much up there.
Yeah.
Amen. God's got enough up there to cover it all.
Yeah. Riches and glory.
Amen.
They might have had a depression down here. He never heard about it up there.
Amen.
They might have had a stock market crash down here. Everything's good up there.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, man.
Amen.
Got plenty up there. Just takes faith to get it down.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Faith wants to bless other people. Think about Noah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Noah's out there working labor to build that ark. Why? Well, he wants to save his family.
Yeah.
At least give an opportunity if anybody else wants to get on board.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Look here. The Bible said, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob when he was dying. I read that one day. I said, Lord God, I don't want to just be a blessing to somebody while I'm living. I want to be a blessing while I'm dying.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good, brother.
Did you pray about that? Did you pray about how you're going to die?
Right.
Not necessarily how. I don't mean cancer, or car wreck, or heart attack. I just mean I prayed a lot of times, and I probably some of you have. I prayed, Lord God, I just don't want to be a blessing testimony to people while I'm living. I want to get somebody on the way out like that.
Amen.
Want to be a blessing to God.
Amen.
Yeah.
What was it, O.R.G. Lee that was dying? He told a nurse, he said, I think I'm dying. He said, get all my family down here. He called them all, they all come down there. He said, I'm glad you all come. I want you to see how a saint of God goes to heaven.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's helping and sang to praise God. Amen. You say, why? I'll tell you, brother, I'm telling you that we ought to be a blessing while we're living. We ought to be a blessing while we're dying. We ought to be a blessing
while
we die.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody ought to look back after you're gone and say, I remember that old Brother Williams. I remember how he preached. I remember how he blessed me.
Yeah.
What he said. Amen.
Amen.
People ought to be able to look back and say, I remember old Eddie Wayne. I remember what a blessing he was.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Old Brother Eddie.
Amen.
I think the guy up down here is Eddie pick up anybody. He'd pick up Jack the Ripper.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
He knew he had his knife with him.
That's right.
He'd pick up anybody.
Yeah.
Now me, I ain't picking up nobody.
Yeah.
And Jesus is riding in the car and we don't have room for anybody else. Oh, Eddie started out of town. There's coming a downpour, a flash flood. And Eddie come through down there where you get on the Covenant Parkway. And there's a man standing down there with a sign. And you ain't going to believe this. Eddie passed him up. He said he got down the road a little while. And God convicted him. He stopped and turned around and come back. The guy's still standing there. Brother Eddie says, pulls up there and he says, you need a ride. Guy's got big duffel bags and everything. Eddie jumps out in the rain, gets soaking wet, puts his duffel bags in the car. Says, you get in there, I'll do this. You're wet enough. Guy gets in the car. Of course, they start down the road. They ain't even hardly got in gear. And Eddie starts telling about Jesus. He said, I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. You know, he picked that one guy up in Cave City and he got in the car. Eddie told him about Jesus from Cave City all the way to Sonora.
Right. Amen.
2 weeks later, he's coming up through there, and there was a guy, and Eddie pulled up and said, you need a ride? And the guy looked in and saw Eddie and said, no, come on.
That's right.
Brother Walt, I have to go through that.
Amen.
Yeah, that's him.
You think that old boy is? He said, don't tell me nothing about Jesus. They went all the way to Scottsville. Eddie said, I didn't say a word. Got all the way to Scottsville, and that old boy said, let me out right here. And Brother Eddie pulled up there and let him out, and he said, hey, wait a minute. He said, you got any money? He said, no, I don't have no money. He got his billfold out, pulled out a 20 or whatever he gave him. Yeah. And he said, Jesus told me to give you this.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And he said, hey, since you know when I stopped past you up, and I come back and I picked you up, and you know, when I did that, he said, yeah, he said, Jesus told me to turn around and come back and get you.
Amen.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Lord God, I know he had something to think about that night.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
See, that's faith talk.
Amen. Yeah.
Faith gets Jesus in there.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, I know I was going to preach this long tonight.
Help yourself.
I think just cut it off right here and let some good folks go.
No, you all right, bud?
Faith is awful. Look here in the Hebrews 11:22, the Bible said, by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave the commandment concerning his bones. And I tell you, when faith gets ready to check out down here.
Yeah.
I heard an old man say something. I want to preach on the checkout line. But I heard an old man say this. He said, you know, people go through the world down here and they can gather up anything they want. But it's like being in the grocery store. You can go in there and put anything you want in that buggy. But you got to go through the checkout line and pay for it before you get out of here.
Yeah, right.
That'll free you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, old Joseph's fixing to check out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he ain't too worried about it. I guess he's kind of been looking forward to it.
Right.
It said, by faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the parting of the children of Israel.
Yeah.
Speaking faith.
Amen.
Dying.
Yeah.
Speaking faith. You know, like some of your loved ones died. They said, yeah. I'll see you over there.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
You know how some of your loved ones died and they said, I'll be waiting by the river.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting at the river for you. That's faith of talking.
Amen.
Well, let me show you this now. It'll be done tonight. But look over in Genesis chapter 50.
Mm-hmm.
Look at verse, let's look at verse 22. And Joseph, it's the last chapter of Genesis. Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children, third generation, children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees. Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land. See how faith talks.
Yeah.
I'm going to die, but God's going to visit you.
Amen.
God will surely visit you, bring you out of this land into the land which you swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bone from hence. See how faith talks.
Amen.
And he said, so Joseph died, be 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in the coffin in Egypt. You say, what's that saying? Well, that's saying Joseph died, and they put him in a coffin, and they buried him in Egypt. You know what's going to happen to you and me? We're going to die. They're going to embalm us. They're going to put us in a coffin. They're going to bury us in Egypt.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But all this Bible is something else, isn't it?
Well,
yeah.
It ends, that's the way Genesis ends in chapter 50 and verse 26. But look what the next book is. Exodus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Whoa, I tell you, I feel that tonight.
Amen.
Woo! Glory. Hallelujah.
Exodus. They may put me in a box and take me up cross and bury me in a cemetery, but honey, I'm not going to be gone. I hate this place right now.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at Exodus 13.
Going out of here.
Look at verse 18. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up, harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had straightly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away against with you.
Amen.
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 Amen. In other words, he's saying, God says that I may die down here, but I'm going to end up over the promised land.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Well, if there's ever time you're facing important, it's right now.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
If there's ever time we need to build up our most holy faith and pray and study this book and stand in church, it's right now.
Right.
Amen.
I believe some of the greatest tests and trials may be around the corner for the children of God.
Yes, that's right.
And we need to have faith in God tonight.
Yes,
sir. Right.
Same faith that delivered Noah, Abel. Same faith that translated Enoch. Same faith that helped Moses. Same faith that helped Joseph. Same faith that helped Joshua.
Yeah.
Same faith that delivered Rahab.
Yeah.
It'll do the same for us.
Yeah, well,
amen. Amen.
We'll keep our faith in God tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe you're here tonight and you say, Brother Rick, I'm lost. I don't have no faith. You can have.
Yeah.
Jesus will give you faith tonight.
Yeah, well.
Yes, he will.
You can believe Him tonight. Believe His Word. His Word says you're lost. If you ain't never been saved, then you're lost. Word says that you need to get saved. If you don't, you're going to go to hell.
Right.
Jesus died on the cross so that you can be saved.
Yeah, thank you,
Lord. Amen. You don't have to go to hell. You come tonight and be saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
You say, Brother Rick, how do you know God would save me tonight? I have faith in His Word.
Yeah.
That's what His Word said.
Right.
That's all we got to go by is His Word.
Right. Amen. He'll do it.
His Word said if you call upon Him, He'll save you.
Yeah.
His Word says if you'll repent, He'll forgive you.
Yeah, well.
Amen.
His Word says if you'll come, He won't turn you away.
Amen.
Amen.
His Word says if you'll receive Him, He'll give you power to become the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
His Word says if you get saved tonight, He'll give you eternal life. You will never perish.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You're to come tonight. Father, I thank You this evening. Thank You for the whole week, Lord. The whole
thank
week
you, Lord.
Has been...
Thank
it's
you.
Been an extra blessing sent down from heaven from God. Lord, every service since last Sunday morning, it's all been good.
Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says every good gift comes from God.
Yes.
Thank you for the goodness of God.
Thank you, Lord, for what little faith I've got. I pray you'll help me to build it up, Lord. And I'm glad that a man don't have to have a whole lot. You said if you have a faith the size of a grain of mustard seed and it's in the right source and the right person, that it'll get the things done that need to be done big as a mountain. God help us tonight, I pray. Their hearts been challenged and stirred. And I pray we can truly leave tonight and say, I'm a child of God. I know I am. God, I want to be like the disciples. I want to say, Lord, increase my faith. Help us, Lord, tonight in Jesus' name. Help that one that right now has no faith, but Jesus will give them faith if they'll come and act on what Jesus gives them tonight. Act on the Word of God. They'll get some faith because that's where it comes from, to start believing the Word of God. And I pray somebody might come tonight and be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Just stand tonight if you would, please. Oh, bless His name. He's worthy tonight to be praised.
Yeah.
Yes, He is. Praise God.
That's why I'm praying. I just want to pray for you tonight. I just want to know you're interested tonight in your own soul. I wonder if there's one tonight. Just lift their hand and say, "Prince, pray for me tonight. God's made it for me." It's kind of unusual tonight what I'm feeling in this service. I've been to services before, but this is different tonight. What's going on with me? God's at work in my heart.
Help
me. He loves you. He's interested in you. He wants to see you get saved.
Yes.
One more time, I wonder if you lift your hand and say, "Pray for me tonight." I know it's hard, but it's the right thing to do. God will see it. It won't save you. But God will see you're interested. I wonder tonight, as we just lift their hand and say, "Pray for me tonight. Pray for me tonight." I wonder tonight how many say, "Brother Rick, I do have faith. I'm saved. God give me faith to be saved." And my faith's weak tonight. We all feel like that. I need to build up my faith more. I need to pray a little more. Read the Bible a little more. Listen to the Word of God a little more. I need to exercise my faith a little more. So we get stronger and grow. I need your prayers. I wonder if there'd be anybody raise their hand up for that. Yes, my own hand's going up. You pray for me. Father, thank you tonight for each one. Honest hearts. Got a few more minutes here left in this service. Lord, I'm praying that something eternal might happen in these next few minutes. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Good brother, sing one more verse.
Thank you.
honoring God. All right, any word tonight on anyone's heart? Yes, sir, Brother Freddie.
Bless his heart.
Bless him. I drive that on a lot the other day, and I fell on my head.
Bless him.
I didn't crack him apart my neck. I know it took him.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
I'd like to thank the Lord Bill to be here tonight, Brother Rick. Been a blessing to be here. And like I said, I love the Lord tonight.
Hey.
I always recommend this church. I don't think there's a better church on the face of this
earth. Amen.
I tell you what, boy, I stumbled in here one day, heard the truth. Like you said, by faith, I received it. And I got saved, and I still remember on a Wednesday night, I announced my calling to preach. And I remember the fear that was in my heart when I stood up and said, I want y'all to pray for me. God's called me to preach. I need your prayers. And I just praise God. I've just been blessed to be able to be here. And I know it's going to be good, but God always outdoes himself.
Hey.
Sure has been good to be here tonight.
Bless you, brother.
Hey.
Bless your heart. All right, anybody else tonight? Word of praise. All right, we're not going to drag it out. We appreciate you coming. And turn around and shake somebody's hand. Tell them it's been good being in the Lord's house today.
Amen.
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 Boy, glad you come, brother.
I'll tell you, hallelujah. Wouldn't miss out on a blessing.
Didn't miss.
Wouldn't miss out on a blessing.
Amen.